ali tinha um senta tanto a pisia pinola lucia nunyala mia dembrelemo omni okay, omnipresent omnipotent omniscient.
Yes, that is somewhat the character of God, the consistency of who and what God is.
Le nyatpomela eyenye a messi mawnye.
So when God breathed into Adam,
and
it makes the statement that God, that Adam became a living soul, it means that in Adam, Adam had the potential of all this omniness of God. Hallelujah. And when you and I receive the blood of Jesus Christ, we receive the total of that, those benefit, that benefit of his omni quality character. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, back in John, it says that in verse number 12, John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, did you hear it? He gave them power. And that word power is an authority to become. You could just as well bring verse 28 of Genesis chapter 1 and put it here concerning the power to become.
Okay.
Says that which was were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Amen. Amesio omedi tovu alotum tila felolonu alotum tu felolonu mau. Amen.
And it says, and that word, now it is referring to the word in John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
It is referring to the word that was ministered in the garden in Genesis chapter 1.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says that that word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, as we begin to examine these scriptures, we begin to understand that what God made in the beginning in what he made as in the New Testament is what he is now wanting to make within you and I.
Okay. Nya semebe musima wole nbabla kokwa me. Musiwa buta wole nbabla yemela eya wole didim be yawo plenye pleo.
You know, we can say that God wants Christians, he wants church, he wants people to be saved, so forth and so on. But that's all a side issue or something that comes because of what it is God really wants. What God wants is not necessarily what we call Christians as much as he wants sons.
Hallelujah.
Romans, the 8th chapter, emphasizes the desire that God has for wanting sons. Hallelujah. But in order for us to be sons, there has to be a process that changes us from being aliens unto being a part of the family of God.
Hallelujah.
So God developed a process. He put in place a process by which you and I could come to this point and achieve what the Bible calls sonship.
Hallelujah.
First John chapter 3, I believe it is. Yes, First John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Amen.
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is.
Okay. Johannes Manto, Satonia, Kukui Manto, Plevelia. Mi polo longan, si po ma vi, po po la tol ke mi la da, bena, wa yo mi be ma uvio, e ya ta fe fia me met di si mi yo, e la bena, met di si e ya ma hao. Manto, azola,
Hallelujah. It says now. Does your Bible say now?
Yeah, now.
The Bible says now. How many of you are born again? So the now applies to you. If you're born again, that means now. It doesn't mean down the road. When you die and go to heaven, you have the potential in you now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What you do not realize is the potential that is inside of you. What you do not realize is the eternity is not out there somewhere. That eternity is inside of you. In your heart working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Working to bring forth the reality of God, not out there somewhere. Not a reality of God when you get to heaven. Hallelujah. But a reality of God in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, we make a mistake thinking that heaven makes us perfect. The church has told us you cannot be perfect until you get to heaven. That is not a biblical teaching. That is not in the mind of God when He made man in the beginning.
I want to
tell you something. God doesn't change His mind concerning that aspect of what it is He wants. So God is the same today as He was yesterday and as He will be tomorrow. So what God wanted in the beginning, God wants in the middle of it, and He wants to see the manifestation of it at the end of the day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to be a good Christian. You want to be a good Christian to get into heaven. Hallelujah. When heaven's all the time trying to get inside of you. Hallelujah. Why would I want to go to heaven when I have heaven coming down inside of me? Hallelujah. I am not created to be in this human realm. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, I have given them thy word. John chapter 17. I have given them thy word. Did you hear that? The word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means the intent of God, the thought that was in God's mind in the beginning. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I have taken that word and I have given it to human beings. Made the humans that were of the lower element of life. Hallelujah. And that word has elevated them up out of the world. Hello. Hallelujah. He says they are not of this world, and yet they're in the world. Hallelujah. Why?
Look at that.
Because there's something God had given them. And it went into their soul. Hallelujah. And it began to work a work of eternity within their being. Hallelujah. And it began to create an environment in which God could inhabit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What environment is that? That is an environment that God calls heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has to come into a clean environment. Hallelujah. So there is a process that God instigates. There's a process that God creates. That gives you and I the power to become. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means we move from the position of our natural environment. Hallelujah. To an environment that is of a different realm that God calls eternal. Hallelujah. I want to go back over here into John 17. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to read a few scriptures so you know that it's just not my doctrine. Hallelujah. Now, the one I quoted was verse 14. But I want to go back up here a few verses to give you an understanding of what it is that God gives you and I. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says in verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know how your Bible translates that word know. But that word know comes from a Greek word that means an intimate position of relationship.
Okay. Eh bien, le bebeme, noble no le English bebeme, bebeme, ni abwanya, alo, nenemae. Bebe le bebeme, ou de, nonto le grec, alo, rela bebeme. Et bebeme de dia, noble bebeme, noa, wanya, si ou le bebeme. Et anto, et de, kade de tokreade, sinon, amen.
It's not just an interchange of words and casual talk.
Hallelujah.
But it's an interchanging of deep personal thoughts, of thinking and being. Hallelujah. 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 So that we understand that there is a position of knowing our relationship that God had with Jesus Christ. He says in verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. Just read that one little portion if you can.
Okay.
Can I
continue?
No, just stop right there.
Okay.
I want to deal with the word glorify. Now, you may think in your religious mind that glory is relevant to a shiny, effervescent light or some aspect in that regard. But what the Bible means is not some light or some effervescent quality of physical being. But it's a manifestation of a nature. A nature that is so pure, so holy, so absolutely out of this world. Hallelujah. That it is impossible for us to comprehend it in its totality. So we make it something less than it is in our mind. So when he says, I have glorified thee in the earth, it means I have taken the reality of you, a spirit being which is incomprehensible to the finite mind. I have brought him out of that realm of eternity and have manifested him out of my human flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ took the disciples up on the mount, hallelujah.
Amen.
It said he began to glow. They had no other words to describe it. But I want to tell you what Jesus was doing. He had a very tight hold on this life of God inside of him. A very tight hold
of what was in
what the life of God that was inside of him. It would be like you taking something and putting it in a box and just keeping it closed up.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
He wanted to
demonstrate to his disciples what was inside of him. Hallelujah. He wanted the disciples to see it, to witness it, and to write about it. Hallelujah. Because he wanted you and I to read it and desire to have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he began to release that hold. It began to just crack the box a little bit. Hallelujah. And that character of righteousness and pure holiness. Hallelujah. Begin to be extruded through his flesh. Begin to change the consistency of his flesh. Hallelujah. That it says he became like the sun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Became like the sun. Hallelujah. But it was the power of God's life inside of him. Hallelujah. And it began to come out in such a force and such a power. Hallelujah. That it opened a porthole between heaven and earth.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It opened a door between eternity and time. Hallelujah. And out walked Elijah. And Moses.
Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why Elijah and Moses?
Why?
Elijah was symbolic of the Spirit. Spirit of God.
Elijah,
hallelujah.
And
it was unto Moses that the word of God was given, that was written upon tablets of stone. Hallelujah. So you had two men who were the representation of humanity working with the Spirit and with the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk about the glory of God, we're talking about the character of God and the totality of His righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And believe you me, what the disciples saw was just a little glimpse.
Amen. And we see the total of it later. Hey, ma grand ami ben, nous y est, nous sommes là au pola, et n'y a qu'une petite coquille à faire, nous gagnons. Ah, pas de coups, de peu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he was praying here, Father. He said, I have glorified thee. Verse 5 of chapter 17.
Okay.
I have glorified thee with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He's saying, Father, give me now this glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's jump down to verse 14. I have given them thy word. And thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And he says, verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Amen.
And they are not of the world, verse 16, even as I am not of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, Jesus, he was turning around and he was commissioning them. He was praying a prayer of commission that human beings would walk in his shoes and demonstrate the reality of who and what he was. Hallelujah. Now, I want to jump down to verse 20. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Amen.
Amen. So, in the beginning, Jesus and God working together were incorporated in what the Bible calls a word, or the word. And all that word encompasses is God and the totality of God's plan for man. Hallelujah. And he turns around And he says, I am giving them that word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, I don't know what your Bible says, but it says, and all that believe on their word. So, the word in the beginning, that was God.
Yeah.
That was given to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that was the word of God to Christ, and then the word of Christ to humanity.
That's fine. But can we think
it became now their word.
Wow. Now we go step by step. Okay. That's fantastic. We just take this thing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, the word that was in the beginning, that was God in the totality of who was the totality of God, became the totality of God in Jesus, the man that demonstrated the Christ. And in that demonstration, it was now Christ's word. He took that word and gave it to man.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that word working within man, working within Peter, working within John, working within Simon, working within James, that word working within them became their word. Hallelujah. So the difference, there is no difference now between their word, Jesus Christ's word, and the word that was with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has the same authority. It has the same ability of creation within it. Hallelujah. Let me give you just a small example of that power of creation on a kind of a lower level. Now we're talking about the power of creation. That power that was demonstrated in a natural way in the beginning in chapter 1. In Genesis chapter
1.
We are talking about that power of creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You meet somebody on the street. You start talking to them about Jesus Christ. And in the talking, the God comes into the conversation. And you're speaking to them about their need to be born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they begin to hear with a spiritual ear. Hallelujah. You are moving under the auspices of the word that is inside of you. That is the word of God being spoken through your human voice. But instead of being made up of syllables of French or whatever, it has within it the seed of life. And as that individual soul opens up, that seed of life comes into their soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That individual accepts it, acknowledges it, and submits to it. And they become a living soul.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a vehicle, but you're more than a vehicle. Because you're working with the concept of God that you have. And the concept is mixed up within the midst of your humanity. Hallelujah. And you are now becoming the agent of God as though you were God to minister to that individual. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says, he says here, that it was now their word. Hallelujah. It is now their word. But there is a prerequisite to the releasing of that power that is in that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, I have sanctified myself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says in verse 19, and for their sakes, did you hear it?
Yes.
He, Jesus Christ, for their sakes, sanctified himself. Hallelujah. Now, that doesn't mean I go out and disciple you, and I tell you, do this, do that, do this, do that, do that, and you will be holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means that I have to take the word that I have, and that word must be sanctified by myself, by my own being. Hallelujah. That means that everything contrary to the human nature and God must be cleansed. It must be eliminated. In me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to sanctify people by rules and regulations, by making demands upon them that they behave in a certain way, and not that there isn't a place for that.
Huh?
Hallelujah. But if I want to have someone sanctified, I need to sanctify myself. Hallelujah. I have to walk what I talk.
In English, that's word walk talk, but in our language, that will not be the same. English walk talk. Okay.
My words must become actions. My words must become a demonstration of righteousness. My words must become a physical demonstration of holiness. Hallelujah. That means that word has to change me so totally, so radically, so absolutely, that what I manifest is an entirely different character. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word, let's use Peter as a demonstration, the Apostle Peter.
Yeah, continue, please.
Prior to his conversion. He had the word. He had the teaching of Jesus Christ. But that word was not doing anything for Peter. It was not changing him. Huh? So in the end of the day, at the end of one of the days, the nature he demonstrated was not the nature of God, but it was the nature of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means that when it came down to the line, he denied God. He was afraid for his own life. And he went so far as to even curse the man to his face. Hallelujah. But it was that he had the word, but the word was not doing what it needed to do because he was not allowing it to change his soul. Hallelujah. That is not the testimony of Peter at the end of the day. Hallelujah. He did not run from death when it came his turn to die. In fact, what history records of Peter's death says that he would not allow them to crucify him as they had crucified Jesus in the upright position. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And every one of the disciples met a death on the basis of the reality of the word that they were carrying inside of them and ministering to the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's great for the disciples, but what about us? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where does that leave us? Huh? Where does that leave us? And I read it earlier, verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That they all may be one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That they all may be one. That means all the generations that have come since that time.
Okay.
That have heard and have received this word. That they may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world, did you hear it?
Yeah.
May know that thou hast sent me. Hallelujah. So, it is that it is saying that that word that was given to the disciples becomes yours and my word. And that word has the potential to bring us into a totality of relationship that we cannot even comprehend. Hallelujah. And there's one more thought that I want to bring here. Because I mentioned it a little earlier when I was talking about perfection. And And the thought of perfection being something that comes to us by virtue of passing over into heaven.
Okay.
And I would like you to turn with Hebrew to Hebrews 11. In our circles of relationship with people in the Word, we call this the chapter of the heroes of faith.
Okay. Et la fille là, au punto, Monsieur Desion, le concernant.
Hallelujah. And it starts all the way back here. In the first verse,
it starts with Abel.
And it goes down through time to Enoch. And it goes into Noah. And then it goes into Abraham. And then it goes through a variety of people who suffered and died. Hallelujah. And demonstrated a reality of God that was far above the normal Christian environment. Now, you would think that if anyone was perfect, going to get perfection in heaven, these were going to get perfection in heaven.
No, please. I do not understand you very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You would think that if anyone was going to get perfected in heaven, they would have, by their testimony, received that perfection.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Okay. Ekema mia susu ben nenye dipoe mia ben hoblibo de dealea ekema ameyawa no de dipoe hoblibo de de asu aussi.
When you think that?
Leke mi susu le unro no be dipoe mi la be de blibo lea ekema ameyawa no wawa no de dipoe la ekema blibo de dealea asu aussi.
Well, you might think that if you didn't know the scripture. But let us go down to verse 39. And it says, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. Hallelujah. What was the promise? It's told us in verse 40. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect.
Hallelujah.
I want to read this in an amplified way, so you'll probably have to try to translate me.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Yeah.
It says, verse 39, and these all that were in heaven, having attained a good report through faith, they that are in heaven receive not the promise. Huh? Can you translate that literally?
That verse
39.
Okay.
Well, it's not.
So I'm saying.
Yeah. Explanation?
Well, I just want you to insert some words there.
Okay,
let me do it over. And they all, they that are in heaven,
okay,
having obtain the good report through faith, those that are in heaven, receive not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us who are living in this world, that they that are in heaven without us in the world, should not be made perfect. So perfection is not something that comes from getting into heaven. But perfection is heaven getting inside of you. To such a degree and to such a power that it brings the perfection of your soul as God sees it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Amen.